Scrooge Family Ghost by Todd Puccio, March 2026, Chapter 4, Part 4. Over the next few months, Fred thought perhaps his uncle was right, as the expense and difficulties of his early marriage took a toll on him. Their little house was more expensive than Fred had expected. His father's health had begun to fail, as did Ma Fezziwig's. Fred and Jenny helped them in small ways when they could. Dick sold the small home of Freddy's childhood and moved in with Ma Fezziwig, so that they could benefit from mutual servants and constant companionship. Jenny's mother and aunts and uncles and cousins would often visit the house and see to it that Ma and Dick's needs were always met. Despite a few chronic ailments, Dick was still agile enough in body and mind to tend to the general household matters. In the few years prior to Fred and Jenny's marriage, the business of paper and ink was doing quite well. Once one of his clients was the popular and successful Chapman and Hall Publishing House. They had seen much success publishing the works of Charles Dickens and others. This year, however, Mr. Dickens and his publishers were not seeing much success. It was a lean year for them and other publishing houses. Sales were down, and Fred had seen no extra funds to offset his growing expenses and debts as a married man. Despite this difficult time, Fred recalled the words of Pa Fezziwig and would not let his heart fall into despair. Despite any financial concerns, that first year of marriage was joyous and fun for Fred and Jenny, filled with much laughter and childlike glee. That Christmas time, the couple wore themselves out attending every Advent and Christmas affair at church and with friends and family. They were the liveliest of couples at every event, and the love and joy they had infected all that were near to them. The tale of their long-time courtship and proposal was repeated often. With a few tellings, Fred and Jenny had developed a well-rehearsed performance. Each would recount the tale in alternating sentences, explaining their point of view, taking turns captivating the audience, and ending the tale's climax together to the enjoyment of whomever was listening. And so, it can also be said that they were very much the same in private as well. A harmonized couple of happy accord. That first Christmas night as a married couple, once the wassail had been drained and the usual conversation turned to family tales, Dick asked Fred if there was a ghost story for this year. Fred recounted a brief encounter the night before. It was Christmas Eve, and he had heard carolers at his doorstep while he and Jenny were preparing for bed. Jenny acknowledged hearing them, and noting the lateness of the hour, asked Fred to toss them some pence and dispense with them quickly. Their merry voices were loud and confident as he approached the door. "I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day." The voices were distinct and seemed familiar. He could hear a young woman's voice and a deep-voiced old man, and also what seemed to be a young girl who did not seem to sing very well, but made up for it with exuberance. Indeed, those seemed to be the figures apparent as he looked through the side window's laced curtains. The old man wore his top hat, and bushes of white hair peeked out from underneath it. He sang with great gusto while smiling upon the little girl who was dancing at his feet. The little girl waved her arms about and sang and laughed out the words to the carol as best she could remember them. The comely woman looked to be near 18 years of age, or perhaps in her early 20s. She stood still and gazed lovingly at the front door while she sang. Her voice rang out as clear tones, like a handbell, or a well-tuned piano, or a harp. Fred thought for a moment that he knew these visitors from some party he attended long ago. He left the window to see the trio more closely in person. But Fred opened the door and offered his coins. There were no carolers present. The snow on the steps was undisturbed. The voices were silent. Fred realized that the lamp near his door had already been extinguished for the night, so that it would have been impossible for him to have seen any persons at the door. The entrance was completely dark, and the street within a quarter block on each side abandoned. So as not to frighten Jenny, Fred merely told her that they had left. Jenny turned to Fred at that moment and asked that if such a thing happened again, that he tell her about it in a warm and calm way. That now she is in the family and should be privy to experience the Christmas ghosts. Fred held her close and assured her the next time he sees a Christmas ghost, that he will try to share the experience. The rest of that evening's Christmas crowd was quite satisfied with this year's ghost story, and they ended the night with a rousing rendition of the popular song. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. And who was in those ships all three on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day? And who was in those ships all three on Christmas Day in the morning? Our Savior Christ and His Lady on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Our Savior Christ and His Lady on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And all the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the souls on earth shall sing on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And all the souls on earth shall sing on Christmas Day in the morning.